And again, before you talk about what first-line therapy she got, I'd like to go around the room and ask you all, what would you be thinking about in this lady?
Okay. So she underwent a right nephrectomy, and it was a laparoscopic nephrectomy, and the pathology showed clear cell, Firmin grade 2, with no sarcomatoid features, and was a T3 tumor with renal vein involvement.
And just out of curiosity, how long was she in the hospital, and did she have any problems with
it? It was about 3 to 4 day hospital course. She did really well, so the usual traditional course after a laparoscopic procedure is a day or two of pain, and then patients tend to do pretty well. So I think most of our academic institutions tend to have a relatively short hospital stay time, unless there's a complication.
And how long after the surgery were you kind of ready to get started with systemic therapy?
Usually I wait a good 3 to 4 weeks. In fact, my real practice, to be honest, is to repeat imaging studies sometime around the 4 to 6 week period of time post-op. And that's very useful for me, as we were talking earlier about trying to individualize therapy and even trying to make decisions about who do you intervene aggressively with and who not. Knowing the tempo of the disease, how the biology of the disease is playing out, is very useful. So this lady was identified with metastatic disease up front. Knowing how fast her residual disease is growing is very useful for a variety of reasons. To know, is she going to be a subsite that has more poor outcome, rapidly progressing disease, in which you're going to go a different therapeutic path? Is she going to have more indolent disease? For patients with small volume disease, we often will watch them for a period of time before intervening.
And that was actually the first question I wanted to kind of poll you all about. And again, watch and wait's a concept that oncologists hear about in a number of different situations. But before I get your take specifically on this lady, again, where were the mets? And when you did the post-op imaging, what was the difference, or had it changed?
So the metastatic site she had up front was these pulmonary nodules that were picked up on her original CT scan. And then her 6 week post-op restaging scan showed kind of a mixed pattern to these pulmonary nodules. I mentioned there was probably at least 10 visible ones. Some of them were calcified. There were really 3 dominant lesions, though they were in all different lobes, so you couldn't, theorize.
Had they gotten bigger?
Yes, so the 3 dominant ones had grown by 5 to 7 millimeters in a period of time that was somewhere around 8 weeks.